Life is, and I'm your host, Niles McFlower, and this is another, I hope, great show on metaphysics and spirituality. Tonight, I think we're going to be a little bit more on the metaphysical side, simply because I'm going to be explaining, I hope, without too much difficulty, how the rays work, and specifically, these are cosmic rays, by the way, how they work on controlling life on our planet, and they affect everything that has anything to do with energy. And tonight I'm going to be talking more specifically about the third ray. That's a big one. It's a big one because it's actually changing. Now, some of you might say, well, what does it do when it changes? Put a new suit of clothes on? They wear a different hat? No. Actually, what happens is the focus of, we'll call them beings, in greater realms than the human, higher kingdoms or of life, have the ability to affect life throughout at least this neck of the woods by how much they focus of four of seven, there's a total of seven, of ray energies. And that determines how life really tends to grow in this world. It's so interesting, but also it's a little complicated. So again, it's kind of scientific. It fits in with some elements of science. It's definitely metaphysics because right now science doesn't know about this stuff, not generally speaking. And it affects just about everything that is around us because it affects the form part of existence. Form means like energy. It affects bodies and senses and awareness. But it doesn't affect thought, not directly. Thought is more like the spiritual part of the world. And it doesn't have a direct effect on that. It only affects the form side, which in many cases fits into evolution. For those of you who are more, we'll say, biologically in a traditional sense focused, it does affect evolution in a tremendously impactful way. And if you don't know about the rays, you will, I hope, by the end of this hour, but you also will get a better understanding of how it is that evolution might be affected by things that are behind the scenes. And maybe, for those of you who don't believe in evolution, it might convince you that evolution might have some validity. And for those of you who overwhelmingly think it controls everything, you might say, well, gee, there might be something more behind the scenes that is affecting evolution as well. Hopefully all of that is going to happen in tonight's show. Now, I really picked this subject tonight because, at least in my life, I'm noticing the change in focus of this particular ray called the third ray. And I just want to give you a little taste of what I'm talking about. There's a lot of problems in communication, in the development of civilization, even global warming is an outgrowth of the inability for people to use what the third ray mostly affects, which is called the throat chakra in every body. Not just the one physical one, but also our astral and our mental bodies. And every body that a human being has, and all the bodies that all of the life have. So, interestingly, this one ray changing in its, we'll say, growth pattern and its development and its ability to be sensible, in other words, for us to use the sense in a way that's accurate, is moving away from us, and it's not working at the present time in the favor of civilization or in communication or in any of the elements that the third ray has an impact on. But I'm going to get more into that later in the show, because for right now, I just want to mention, if you want to call in, let's say that you have a question or you want to say something like, what are you talking about? You could call in at 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And even if you just want to say hi, that's okay. I don't mind. Okay, so let me go into what this business is about race, just so we can have a basic foundation of how this came about or what it is all about. The third part of the Creator's mind, the thing that created everything in our universe, is really focused on energy and form. And it's the way that life is created. See, spirit, which is the first two parts collectively together, which creates the thought, the spiritual thought of God, has to join with the form part of what God is, which is energy, and make life. And life is what grows more of the Creator or God. It's really interesting. And in order to control, to some extent, how life is, we'll say, produced in general, not in any specific situation, but in general, great beings that are way beyond human beings have some input into that process by focusing on a particular planet at a particular time, a certain number of some of the seven rays. Not all of them, though. They only focus on some because the planet can't take too much development in the beginning. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's most interesting about this process is, in the very beginning, only one of the seven rays is actually focused on. And when it is, only one sense in the bodies of any particular life form is developed, and it is helped along despite all the difficulties of the environmental pressures around it. This is a wonderful help, and it really gets life going on a planet. If it wasn't for this, life would be at the vagaries of evolution, which is a very forceful model, and many planets would die out. They would not end up with life on them. And in addition to that, the development of life would go much more slowly, and in a process in which there could be eventually either a dead end or an end that doesn't lead to human beings. Now, you might say, well, what's so great about human beings? And and human beings have a unique quality. You've heard me say this before. We can actually help on a conscious level to create more of our Creator because we have a sense of there being a God. We sense that God exists. That's the reason we have so many religions, and that's the reason that in almost every society ever created, there has been a foundation within that society of trying to seek its own Creator or God, and religions being developed to do that. So very interestingly, human beings are a critical part in the process, and if you do not have rays being focused on, in other words, awareness of life being artificially, in a sense, enhanced, then the likelihood of developing human life down the line is actually less than even in odds, which is not good. So in other words, there's a less than 50-50 chance that we, human beings, are going to be on any planet when, if you don't include this extra process in there. Now, that's not the only reason that it's there, but it's a biggie, believe me. Because, after all, if you're a creator, you certainly want something to be actively, consciously creating you at some point in your growth. Otherwise, it becomes almost like random. And that isn't what God's about. Not random. Okay, so how does a system then develop? Well, you have first one ray is focused on a planet at a time. In the very beginning, if we go back, let's say, 4.2 billion years ago, we're about 4.6 billion years old, the first ray was being focused in on what little life was beginning to develop. And that's when they think that the first kind of life forms may have been starting, but they probably weren't life really yet. Maybe life came around 3.9 to 4 billion years. These were like amino acids and other things were starting to form. Before that, Earth was very unstable. It may have even been crashed into by a planetoid and made our moon, and it could just wiped out every possibility if there was any life. So basically, this first ray thing was going on, and it was the first time that the planet was really being focused on to develop life of any sort. And the first kind of focus was on attempting to, for life to be able to create itself. In other words, it needs to be able to replicate or to find some way of increasing itself in its own existence. And that was really a lot of what life was doing for billions of years, and on a very, very small scale. Almost all life was no bigger than your fingernail, and probably a lot smaller than that. Wow, for billions of years. But this is the process that was being done, and that was happening during a period of time called the first round of life development. That's what it's literally called in some circles, in some metaphysical, types of thought. It is called the first round. Not everybody calls it that, but I kind of like that name because it's so descriptive of what it really is. And there are other names that some people have attributed, and some religions even have some different names or something like that. Okay, so then what happens is, as life gets itself established to the point where it can create itself in a very, very, very good way, in other words, it's successful in keeping the planet highly populated with itself. And for the most part, there isn't a great deal of diversity. I mean, it's a lot of the same thing over and over. But in some cases, there's some variability. But eventually, you need to have more than just a lot of one thing, or mostly one thing, if you're going to make something that really grows our Creator, who is an incredibly great being. So we have to reach a point where there's diversity and there's all kinds of great things happening, and the life itself has to be able to evolve itself together with other life so that there's something more than just sort of the same thing everywhere. And so eventually, two rays are focused in on the planet, and this creates a much better, because you end up with life forms having two senses instead of just one that's really well-developed. You have two really well-developed senses out of seven, and it makes the life more likely to interact together. Now, some of that interaction may start leading to some, like one life form says, hey, I'd like to eat the other life form. But for the most part, it isn't like that during the second round. Most of it is just kind of like the life is kind of working together in some way, and it doesn't have a lot of movement either, because it's not you need three to get more movement real actively. You need more than usually two developed senses, but it has some. It has some definite movement, and in the later parts, it's starting to develop even significantly more during the second round. Now, the second round actually doesn't last even a billion years. The first round ended less than 600 million years ago. Slightly more than 600 million years ago, but then there's sort of like an interim period of a few tens of millions of years in this particular case. And then eventually, we move into the second round, okay, and during the second round, you get more diversity of life because all of a sudden, life is doing all kinds of things. Some life is eating other life, some life is just getting along with other life, and yet all kinds of things are starting to happen, which are very, very interesting. As a matter of fact, having two senses instead of one is just not more than twice as much more kinds of things about life. It's like thousands of things more about life. It's very, very dynamic in the way that it interacts. And so the two senses that are more developed means that those senses are helped along. Now, the interesting thing about this, and you should be aware of it, is not the same two senses are always focused on the planet. This is when things really start getting going, and there's a focus on each one independently of the other one. During the first round, only one sense at a time is focused on, and each maybe 100 million years, a different sense is focused on, but it doesn't do much dynamically because there's only one that's really growing and the other ones are kind of quiescent, if there's any at all, in these little tiny life forms. But during the second round, because there's always one switching and then the next one, you get some very, very quick growth, and now evolution is kind of kicked into much higher gear. Also, oxygen starts playing a role, although it plays a much bigger role in the next round, but it starts playing, as you get two senses, more. There's more energy involved in the activities of life, and oxygen becomes important because oxygen is needed to create movement. It's kind of like the fuel, you might say. It's very interesting stuff. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole thing with you. I'm just kind of giving you a feel for this because we will run out of time if I try to discuss everything there is about how rays work and go through it in some historical context, even going back way to the beginning of the planet. But I'm trying to show you how this thing works and give you a feel for it. And it's really interesting because as you move up the number of rays, life gets more complex. It becomes much more interactive. It becomes much more communicative. Let's get to the third round where three senses are being developed at the same time. They keep changing. And the third round, the third ray becomes the most prominent sense that is developed during the third round, just as the second ray is the most prominent sense developed during the second round. And the first ray sense is the most prominent sense that is developed in the first round. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So what we see now is that creatures that develop from the third ray, which use a lot of oxygen, which are very active, which have good intelligence in a sense. They may not be very conscious, but they have good intelligence, start developing. And guess what those are? Oh, my favorites, dinosaurs. Yes, dinosaurs really became the dominant creatures during the third round, and that was about 350 million years after the second round ended. You see how they get very much shorter, the rounds as well. Well, there's so much more to tell you about this, but we're going to be going to break here in a few seconds. And I want you to know this, that when we come back, I'll explain a little bit more about this, and then I'm going to get really deep into what's going on today in the third ray, becoming something less than in focus, and a new ray coming in, and how it's going to change everything about our civilization, about who we are, and it's happening right now. If you can hear the sound of my voice, you're going to be affected by this. So hang in there, because when we come back, I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff about how the focus in the third ray is going to change our world. So we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Since childhood, I've had questions about my life and life in general that I couldn't find adequate answers to. Questions like, why am I here? Why are others here? Does the universe have a purpose? And how does that relate to my life? More recently, I've been wondering what happens when we die, especially the reasons why. I'm more of a doubter than a believer in many things, and answers that include the whys allow me to think and figure out the truth for myself. I've been reading a book, Life's Hidden Meaning. This one book contains more answers, including the whys, than all other sources I've read or heard. It's amazing to me that every one of my questions has been thoroughly answered. More importantly, I have found that all of these answers so far have checked out to be true. I hope this message helps some of you in your quest for better understanding. The name of this wonderful book is, again, Life's Hidden Meaning by metaphysician Niles McFlower. Some bookstores sell it. I got my copy directly from the publisher at agelesswisdom.com. Life's Hidden Meaning may enlighten your mind and bring some peace and joy to your heart.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. ViroPel is a dietary supplement. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Colds and flu are a problem that many want answers and alternatives for. Let me tell you about ViroPel, a certified all-organic herbal and nutraceutical formula designed to support relief from symptoms of cold and flu. With so much concern about potential bird flu outbreaks, there may be some help. ViroPel's patents include proven immune enhancement, adding significant preventative and other immune system benefits. In effectiveness trials, most experienced relief from symptoms in 2 to 3 days. Think about how long your last flu symptoms lasted. Incredible and amazing are the words most often used to describe the effects of ViroPel. Using 136 of the highest grade ingredients in a new science gives ViroPel its effectiveness. Relief could be just 1 to 3 days away. To learn more or to purchase ViroPel, call Alternative Health Approaches at 800-777-7850. That's 800-777-7850. Or visit ViroPel, that's ViruPel.org.
Well, we're back, and this is Why Life Is. I'm your host, Niles McFlower. Tonight we're talking about rays, cosmic rays. Now, they're not the cosmic rays that, by the way, you may have heard about in your physics or astrophysics class. Those are like supercharged particles coming from outer space. These are something called cosmic rays from, well, called ageless wisdom. that really has to do with how our world is created in life through the focus of beings much greater than human that affect how senses are developed within all of life. It's a fascinating subject. Okay, so if you heard the first part, I hope you did, you'll know that we stopped it with dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs. I think they're kind of funny and cute in some ways. You may not think so. But one thing that they did have is they had the ability to keep themselves alive through activities. And that's what the third ray is. It's really a focus on activity and the ability to keep any kind of life form alive through both communication and, in a strange way, intelligence. Now, you know, a lot of people say, well, the dinosaurs weren't all that smart, were they? Well, intelligence isn't necessarily an IQ test. It's the ability to use energy in a very efficient way. And dinosaurs were incredibly good at using energy efficiently in comparison to all the life forms before them. Now, you don't believe me? You can check that out with just a plain old paleontologist, and they'll tell you that I'm right about that. But at any rate, so here is the story. Here is the deal. Okay, what happened? The dinosaurs came, they went, goodbye, and we went into another round. That's called the fourth round, and guess what? We're still in it. This is the fourth round of the development of life on Earth. Yes, it is. And at this particular point, we are in a sub-round, and there's like seven parts to every round. I didn't mention that earlier because it would confuse you, but now you need to know that because we are kind of in this sub-round, and there's actually development of life forms in each sub-round. It's a key to the how life is. It gets rather complicated. I don't want to go into all that today, but I do want you to know that at the present moment, there are four out of seven senses that are being focused on and have been for some time in the development of our senses. You ready for this? Okay, here they come. One of them is called the heart chakra or second ray sense, which gives us an ability to, in human beings it does. Now, this isn't true of all of the life forms, but in human beings, I'm talking about us now, it gives us the ability to understand God. Isn't that wonderful? It gives us the ability to understand God, and it makes that sense very intense in us. It also helps to grow our ability to understand the oneness of life in general. Consciousness is the name of what it develops in general. It's a spiritual sense rather than a non-spiritual sense if it is used unselfishly. If it's used selfishly, then it loses its spiritual quality. And that's one of the senses that has been focused on the most in human beings for while we've been around. So we have that sense really developed in us. Now, you might say, well, it doesn't seem like that if I look around. Well, you know, not everybody has the same level of this. Each person can choose to use a sense in an unselfish way, and it will grow, or they can use it in a selfish way, and it will not grow as quickly, but as long as it's focused on it, won't at least disintegrate and fall apart. But if a person is selfish in a sense that isn't being focused on, then it tends to disintegrate. And during that time, they lose the ability to use it, and they become maybe extremely threatened and even more aggressive and hostile because of it. So it's something to consider. That's how these senses work when they're focused on it or not. Okay, so the second ray is being focused on it this time, has been for a long time. And what's another sense it's been focused on? Well, another sense it's being focused on is the seventh ray sense, which is the sexual center sense. It develops in people the sense of hearing. You say sex and hearing? How's that? Well, it's a little complicated. Again, I'm not going to go into it right now, but it does develop our sense of hearing, and it gives us the ability to be able to discern differences and to be able to understand the diversity of life. So, and it also gives us the ability to organize and synthesize. So these are all great things that this sense does, besides just being able to hear, I guess. And so it develops this and has been for literally about 125, 130 years. So that's not a bad thing. And it also, in terms of our society, tends to develop business and the ability to create things that are, we'll say, managerially operational, as business often is, It's good for the general state of developing small and medium-sized businesses, so it's a good thing that's been focused on. And this makes it more easier for everybody to be a business-type person relative to not. So it's all kind of connected into the seventh ray sense. That's been focused on now for, as I said, for about 125 years. Okay. Now, what about the next sense that is in the number of senses that are being focused on? And that is the Ajna center, the fifth ray sense, which is between, sometimes called the brow chakra. And that sense develops the ability to think in logic. Think in logic. Well, it makes us much more logical in our thinking. It develops a stronger mental ability in general for people who are developing mental sense. And it does a lot to develop the field of science, basic elements of science. So, and that's been going on since 1675 or so. So we've been becoming much more scientific because this ray has been focused on since 1675. Second ray has been focused on for thousands of years. And as I said, the seventh ray sense has been focused on for 125 years. Okay, that leaves us with the last sense, because we only got four out of seven that are focused on at any one time. And the last sense, which has been focused on literally since 1250, 1300 AD, has been the third ray sense of the throat chakra. And what does that develop in us? It develops the ability to create civilization. What is civilization? The use of the lower kingdoms to extend our senses, to use more of what we have in our native sense through the use of the lower kingdoms. That's what civilization is in it. And overall, the third ray in human beings helps to develop civilization. It also helps to develop, in general, communication. And again, that concept that the dinosaurs had of intelligent use. So we're much more effective at using energy and efficient sometimes in its use. So that's a good thing. We are effective and efficient in energy use, and that you can see that this has happened. Civilization has grown tremendously since the beginning of, say, the 14th century, and other great things have come about. All of that from this focus on the third ray. But I got news for you. As of the beginning of spring, literally, of 2000, the year 2000 or so, the third ray has been starting to weaken in its focus. It's about a 25-year, at this particular junction in history, about a 25-year cycle to change, and it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker in its focus. And some other ray, in this particular case, the fourth ray, which develops the ability for us to become more creative of beauty, a sense of beauty, of art, and the development of balance between spirit and so-called form or matter. So we're able to do those things as the fourth ray is being focused more on, but unfortunately we're losing the ability to intelligently use energy. Well, gee, I guess that's kind of obvious maybe to some people. And we're also losing the ability to communicate very well together. Ooh, that hurts. Have you tried calling anybody recently? Ever notice that they're not there? Have you tried making an agreement with somebody that they keep? Yeah, it's getting difficult. Those sorts of things are getting harder and harder to do. And there is a way around it. Honestly, there is a way around it. But I'm going to, first tell you all the bad stuff, and then we'll get to the good stuff, I guess. So, unfortunately, as this third ray is moving more and more out, it's getting tougher for us to be able to, we'll say, create the normal things that we've gotten used to in terms of how the third ray affects us, including the development of our society through civilization. So we're in this predicament. We're in this predicament, and it's getting worse. It started about a little over seven years ago, and it's continuing to get more difficult in about the fall of the year 2012. I know some people say, well, isn't that the Mayans and all this? Hey, maybe they had some. I don't know. I've known about this for a long time before it was, and this has been written in metaphysical terms before anybody knew about the Mayan calendar and all that stuff, that the fall of 2012 was going to be when this whole cycle kind of turns upside down. The third ray will be weaker than the fourth from that point forward. And the really difficult parts of what it means to change this major ray, because it is a major ray. There are three major ones. There are the first, second, and third rays. And that third ray is major because it's part of God's, how God thinks, in a sense, how its mind works, I should say. And form is so important. We live in an energy universe, and this is all about energy. Tremendous stuff is going on. I guess you got the idea. Everything's changing around us, and we're in the midst of it. Now, another thing that happens is when the third ray tends to go out, there's a lot of military conflict. Militarism is part of how the third ray expresses itself in human civilization, unfortunately. So we're seeing a highly militant attitude increased on the part of, we'll say, countries and civilization in general. And people are resorting to that before they're resorting to other things. That doesn't mean this whole planet hasn't been riddled with problems of the third ray, because I have all that. The whole planet, not surprising, is actually its main focus. Each planet has one ray that it's mostly focused on, is a third ray. So Earth is a third ray planet. Wow, no kidding. How many times have you heard about wars going on? How many times has the third ray been a big issue in terms of almost everything that affects humanity? So it's been a huge, huge issue in the development of our world. Okay, so where does this lead us then? If people's throat chakra is becoming weaker in each of their bodies, just by the fact that the focus of this third ray is going away, then how do we compensate for that? What can we do? Well, there is good news, because the fourth ray is actually growing at the same rate the third ray is shrinking. So it isn't like we're being lost with nothing. But the fourth ray is a ray that helps us to develop a balance between our spiritual existence and our mundane one. Between the form side, or material side of life, which includes all of energy, and the thought of our creator spirit within us. And this gives us an opportunity to switch our focus from maybe developing more and more, you know, faster cars and new ways to use our cell phones or whatever, to spending a bit more of our time and energy about how to grow closer to our Creator and how to become more like our Creator in ourselves and help others to do the same. And also how to make the world a more beautiful place. And to enjoy that part of life that is beauty. And you might say, well, what is beauty? Well, beauty is the ability to cause our own senses to become so enlightened that we can create things that when people experience them, they experience part of our sense imbued into whatever they're experiencing and giving them a sense of the light in their own sense or senses while they experience whatever it is that we help to create. Whoa, beauty is a wonderful thing, because it's like giving the gift of light to people you don't even know and to everything around you. It's an amazing thing. So the next who knows how many years could be an increase in this ability for all of us. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't you like to live in a more beautiful world? I would, and I'd certainly give up the fancy cell phone to do that. Matter of fact, I give up a cell phone, period. I'd also give up computers. I know most people would, but I would. But because they aren't really, they don't work very good, in case you haven't noticed. So, at any rate, it is important to understand that we are facing a crisis, and I'm going to explain how we get around that crisis and what is really the main cause of the crisis when we come back from break in a few minutes. But I do want you to understand this. It is very important that although these changes are taking place and they've been planned for thousands and thousands of years, really, if you go back in some metaphysical texts, you can find that this was all planned out. The things we're going through right today, thousands and thousands of years ago. Even though that's true, it's being done for our benefit and not to punish us and not to make things difficult. It's being done to help us to become something greater. Otherwise, what would happen is we get complacent. After all, where we are in our development at the present time, if we don't get a little push from here or there, you know, we could just end up being turkeys, running around and just being concerned about such narrow and selfish things and not getting out of it. So the changes in these rays are very important because they lead us into a new and greater realm, not without, unfortunately, some suffering and pain, but only for those who choose to really resist it and who are selfish. Selfish. Remember that word. We'll be talking about it a lot more when we come back. But I think it's important for all of you to understand that we do have options in this whole process. I know a lot of people say, well, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. Why even worry about it? It's screwed up and we're never going to get it back. That's not true. If that were true, then there would be no reason to be changing rays or doing anything because we could just all give up right now. No, it's actually true that we have a great opportunity for change because the rays are changing. And because beings greater than us by far realize what needs to be done to shake us up a little bit so that we don't make things worse down the line. And I want you to recognize that and hopefully think about it until we come back from break, which will be in about something like 2.5 or a little bit longer minutes. And when we do, I'll explain to you how we can make it all better.
What book are you reading?
It's a novel, kind of, about romance, love, and spiritual life in general.
Kind of a novel? What do you mean?
Well, it's based on some real-life experiences and even real characters. Some of their experiences are fascinating and remarkable. I can't put this book down.
How come the title is Afterlife Love?
That's part of the fascination. This book describes the afterlife in intricate detail and even explains why things are the way they're explained.
But how can anyone write about or know that?
Some of the characters travel out of body to some places that people who've already died also go to. I'm finding it completely believable because it all makes sense and fits into a bigger picture for me.
Hon, what happens to these people?
You can read it for yourself when I'm done if you want.
Better yet, I'll get my own copy so we can discuss it while we read. Let me see. I'll write down the title. It's Afterlife Love by Niles McFlower. M-A-C-F-L-O-U-E-R.
Afterlife Love is available in some bookstores and from the publisher at agelesswisdom.com or 480-966-3132. That's 480-966-3132.
Let me tell you about most supplements that help support joint health, movement, and ease. They usually contain a few helpful substances that work on some people moderately well. For many others, these levels of help are either not enough or are not helpful at all. But there is a product that contains 36 different high-potency and very effective ingredients that support overall joint health, movement, and ease when moving. It's Freedom of Movement by Alternative Health Approaches, and it works in many different ways. This formula is critically balanced to synergistically and dramatically improve joint movement through supportive health, and usually within several hours. The relief generally lasts for an entire day and over time can be permanent. Freedom of Movement comes with a money-back guarantee. Even shipping is refunded for the first bottle. This unique formulation has helped thousands to maintain joint health. The price is $24.95 for a 90-caplet bottle. It's available from Alternative Health Approaches at 800-777-7850. Give this powerful all-natural supplement a try if you haven't found relief from other sources. That's Freedom of Movement. Call 800-777-7850.
Well, we're back, and this is Why Life Is. I'm your host, Niles McFlower. I just found out that maybe you might have heard in the background our commercial, which eventually did play. Just slightly, a little sound there. This is a minor technical goof-up, nothing big. If you heard that, then you got to hear me talking and a little bit of commercial in the background, but we got it fixed up. All right, so we're back, and now I'm going to tell you what we can really do to make some differences in this world. Because there are challenges to us in this system where the focus of the rays is being used, if a person is very focused out, they're not selfish, in other words, and they're trying to serve others as much as they can, And they're using their senses, their awareness, for the benefit of others. The focus of the rays has little or no effect on them. Whether it's being in focus or not, their sense is becoming more and more enlightened because they're holding on to less and less energy as it transfers through them because of just their directing it with their own thought and actions. That's a good thing, by the way. However, to be perfectly honest, most people are pretty selfish. So the focus of the rays is affecting them. When the ray is in focus, as they retain energy in a sense, the sense continues to operate fairly effectively because it's, we'll say, developed and held in place and allowed to function despite the fact there's a lot of forces developed in it because of retained energies. However, as a ray is withdrawn, or if it's a sense that there is no ray focused on at that time, as we use those senses in a selfish way, what happens is we tend to become less and less sensible, and we become senseless. We become, we'll say, unable to intelligently understand almost anything that's going on around us because the information that's coming through our senses is not very accurate. It's quite inaccurate. An inaccurate sense provides inaccurate information, which leads to inaccurate knowledge, because knowledge is something we create out of the information, and eventually we goof up. As we goof up, we create more forces in our life, and our life goes down the tubes. So does our bodies. The body itself, the senses in the body, and the body itself tends to wear out. It ages. It gets ill. It develops diseases. Life expectancy drops. All of these things take place as we use a sense selfishly that particularly is changing in focus or that is not in focus at that time. So a lot of people have relied on using the third ray sense because it's been around for a long time. For all of their lifetimes, anybody who's been alive now, who is alive now, they've gotten comfortably used to being able to use their throat chakra and it not screw up for them at fairly high levels of selfishness because it's been a ray in focus. And it's a major ray because it's part of our creator's own mind that gives us a lot of ability. Unfortunately, though, since the spring of 2000, that sense is starting to weaken in all of us. But those of us who are less selfish and more focused out, the weakening is much less. And our reaction to it is barely perceptible because we say, well, I'm doing the best I can. I'm focused out as much as I can. And it doesn't bother us so much. But for the rest of the people who are selfish, that can be a real problem. And their reaction can be unusually hostile, particularly the third ray, because it's very militaristic in its expression. And it's a thing called crystallization that takes place. The person actually develops the sense through selfishness and tries to find ways to take energy from others, to use their third ray sense against them, if you can imagine that, and to actually turn the whole system upside down. It's darkness. Some people can even say it might eventually lead to evil. And it's a really terrible thing that can happen. People who are normally selfish can turn unusually dark, unusually resistant to cooperating and sharing with others. Unusually difficult in every response that they have, involving any form of communication, involving any use of what we call civilization, where we're using some part of our society to extend our senses, and in any method of interaction with other people, they're just difficult to get along with. And there's a lot of more people like that today than there were 7 years ago. But it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, at least for another 5 years. Ooh. Now, and it's going to get worse at an increasing rate. Now, I know that sounds terrible. What can we do to change that? Because I would like to change it. Well, the first thing is to become more conscious of the effect I'm telling you about. You're not going to be able to change anything until you think that I'm not a nutcase talking about some really obtuse things on the radio. You're going to need to be able to really see what I'm talking about for yourself. You have to identify this while it's happening in real time, or at least be able to meditate on it and see when it happened before. other than just listening to some person, me, being on the radio and telling you about it and then say, well, I believe. Now, I don't want you to believe. I want you to experience it yourself and see how it's happening around you. Now, granted, today's show went by very fast and you may not completely understand it. Well, you got several options. First of all, you can call me anytime. Hey, I'm available. Right, you can call me. And that's when I'm not on the air. You also can call me while I'm on the air. You can get a book I wrote called Life's Hidden Meaning, and that explains it much better. It's a very big book, difficult to read, and it's not cheap, but it isn't really expensive either. It's a textbook, but it's a lot of reading. The other thing you can do is you can listen to some other shows that I've done on this subject, either on this station, or you can go to the Ageless Wisdom Distributors website, agelesswisdom.com, and you can listen to some older shows that I did on KXAM. That may help you as well. Now, all of that aside, it's very important to first become aware of the effect I'm saying. And then, as much as we may detest this whole effect, it really is breaking up and preventing our society from actually going darker in the long run. It seems like it's going to encourage it more in the short run, but in the long run, it's going to get better. And part of the way we can improve it getting better is each one of us can be focused on trying to communicate better with other people, try to help others that are having a struggle with this to be, we'll say, better at keeping their promises and agreements, trying to get them to use less energy and use energy more efficiently by us doing it as an example, really. Drive in ways, interact in ways, do anything in ways that uses less energy and helps others to do the same. Instead of trying to be in some contest with people when you're driving down the road, allow them to do whatever they need to do, but at the same time, see if you can affect them by your driving in ways that uses less energy and uses up less time. Another part of our life that we can do something about is that we can live in a way that has respect for and even love for the lower kingdoms, because it's the lower kingdoms that builds our society, and it's the way we make civilization. So if we have respect and love for the lower kingdoms, then what we do is we use them in ways that help them to develop life while we are developing more of our life instead of destroying life. And that is a big subject right there. It's a huge subject, one that you should think about, because if you do more of that, then you will have a positive effect on the entire system, even those that are living very selfishly and having a hard time with this ray change as it is going on right now. Now, remember, if it's affecting you in a big way, and if you're finding yourself getting greedy and selfish and manipulative and not keeping your agreements with people and not returning calls or not talking with people and communicating in ways that are complete, you can change that yourself. You can make a concerted effort to become more virtuous in your daily life. And you can do this by meditating, just thinking about the things that you do that you would like to change, and then one by one making some changes in them. It doesn't have to be all at once. As a matter of fact, at least in metaphysics and spirituality, if you try to do everything at once, you usually end up failing because it's just too hard to do. Do one thing at a time. Become aware of what you're doing. Become conscious in how to use the awareness so that it spreads to other people and becomes one with others. And recognize that you're becoming more one with God as you improve your senses and as you use them in ways that are enlightening instead of darkening, literally darkening. Anytime you have forces in your life, look to how you're living and those around you you're connected with are living, because there's karmic connections with people, and try to improve those ways that people are living by helping them to become more virtuous while you are becoming more virtuous. And then you'll find you'll have less forces in your life. What is a force? It's energy against energy. It means that a person is living in a way in which they are making choices that are usually self-focused, which leads to all kinds of, we'll say, bad effects. It leads to retained energy, which leads to the forces against forces, or energy against energy, which leads to forces, excuse me. So ultimately, this is what builds up over time and creates the problems that people have. We can make changes in that. And now, more than ever, we need to do this because we got about 5 years of just pure almost hell coming up. And it's going to get worse. It isn't going to get better. I know I would love for it to get better, but I don't think it can because of this change that's going on. And so we all need to develop a situation where we can live as good as we possibly can and help others to do the same, while, unfortunately, for some people, things are going to get worse. Now, what about the problems the world is experiencing? Well, global warming is probably going to increase for the next couple of years. But if everybody tries a little bit, or if a few people try very hard, we can make enough difference so we can save most of what has been good that has been developed in our world from a human standpoint. If we aren't good at that, if we aren't going to accomplish that, we're going to not only lose the bad parts, but we're going to lose the majority of the good parts. Literally, we may all be swimming 20 feet under the ocean. We may live in a scorched earth, and most of the planet may turn into deserts. That's the worst part, the desertification, because what will happen is 60% of our world may perish because of starvation. Now, that's not my figures. Those came from Scientific American last month. Honestly, it's in there. So if you like that magazine, you can go look at it and read that article. But it's very important to understand that we have choices. And if we don't adhere to understanding that, and if we don't do something right now, 5 years from now, it may be too late because the rays are going to be changing and the acceleration of the problems we have today are going to get worse. As bad as we think global warming is today, it's just a tip, literally, and this is a pun, I guess, of the iceberg, that we're going to have everything that we see today multiplied by several fold. It's going to be pretty nasty. Hurricanes, yeah, they're going to have category 7s, 8s, 9s, I don't know, whatever they're going to get to. And the oceans are going to rise, maybe a couple feet, and we're going to have tremendous shifts in the climate. That's only the beginning. I saw a program, jellyfish are on the super rise. We're going back in time. The oceans are de-evolving, an interesting word they were using, because I've been using that word in terms of evolution for a couple decades, and now, all of a sudden, evolutionary biologists are talking about the de-evolution of the oceans. And fish are dying out, and unfortunately, jellyfish are becoming the dominant life force in the oceans. I'm not kidding you. You say, oh, come on. No, I'm not kidding you. This is the truth. And in 5 years, they may be the dominant life form in the oceans. In 5 years. In 100 years, they may be the only life form in the oceans. They may be the only life form on Earth. Wow. The last time that was true was 550 million years ago. Tell me that isn't a concern. To go back that far in time to that level of evolution, that's not good. It's happening right now. As I speak, billions and billions, tens of billions, maybe hundreds of billions of jellyfish are creating themselves into life. They don't even have to mate. They just split. They like clone themselves. Oh, wow. This is serious. It's just one example of the tremendous crises that we're about to face, and there are a vast number more, and we can change this by each one of us, each one taking greater responsibility for using our senses in ways that are unselfish, and then creating knowledge that is accurate and becoming much more conscious by giving that knowledge and using it to help others to do the same, so that the world becomes a place in which we are all functioning more as part of God. This is what we need to be doing. And this is what I hope this message is getting clear that we're going to all do, because the more of us do it, the less each one is such a critical circumstance. If it's just a very few, I don't know if a very few can really reach the levels necessary to counter this whole thing. So please give it some thought. I just want to mention a couple other things, and one of them is that, let's see, on August 20th, which is Monday, coming up, I guess next Monday, I'm going to be talking about the beginning of human life over at Mesa Fiesta Borders from 7 p.m. to 8:15. That's for people who live in or are visiting the Phoenix metropolitan area. Of course, for the rest of you out there, I'd love for you to attend if you could. But, and if you want to ever talk about any of these subjects, you can always email me at thoughts@whylifeis.com, by the way. And or you can give me a call. I'm actually available for that. Come to our website, agelesswisdom.com. So listen, I hope that this is today's show has gotten you riled up a little bit, or maybe a little worried. That's okay. I don't mind if you worry, provided you do something to correct it. And until next week, yes, this has been Niles McFlower for Why Life Is.